Online Podcast 82. Hello, hello, welcome to Online Podcast. Welcome, selamat datang everyone, tuan-tuan dan puan-puan. This is John Ong in the studio, not in the car, as you can hear. There's just no car noise. And I am down in the basement doing a studio edition of the show. The reason why is because I have a little time. In fact, I was supposed to come down here and practice my singing, but I thought, you know, I'm going to try the settings because my mixer is not with me. But you ask, how did I do? And everything is done live, even the introduction and the number and the theme song was done live right away. Without, because I'm lazy, I don't want to do. In fact, I excuse me. I have recorded a show for about 25 minutes and I deleted it intentionally. Well, I haven't deleted it, but I'm redoing this show. I don't have to tell you, but I'm going to tell you because I am lazy and I don't want to edit the piece. And I could have easily done that. It will probably save me more time, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to start fresh from the very beginning. So, moving right along and telling you why I do not have my mixer. And the reason why I have to start all over again is because I hit the record button on my iRiver instead of the pause when I need to do a little bit of thinking. Because sometimes when I run out of idea, I hit pause. Well, it doesn't happen all the time. In fact, it rarely happens. It probably, the time you heard one, it was probably once. I've done it once. And the second time, I am not going to post it, so you're not going to hear it. And so I'm too lazy, I don't want to do the editing, so I hit record again, and I'm starting from the very beginning. So welcome, everyone. And I was, let's see, and now that I've done it once, all the topic will probably come to my head fairly quickly. So I do not have a mixer, but how, you ask, how can I actually put the audio introduction, audio intro, and the show number in there? So I use this creaky floor from upstairs. Not really a studio, is it? Not soundproof at all. And so what was I going to say? Okay, the reason why I can do it is because I use a software. So I'm using a mixer directly from my computer, software that I'm using. So I have a multiple track recording software that I'm using. So I lay one track as my intro and one track as my episode number announcement. And then I just play it. And like this. So I'm going to go back to the front. Online Podcast 82. So, see, I'm talking over it. I stop it. So, continue. So, I just did that, and I feed the audio output from my Bruce's here. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, chicken skin. Oh, my goodness. I want to say hi to people.
Hi, everybody.
What's going on? Well, I've done a show. And I was too lazy to record, so I needed to think of what to say. So I hit, instead of hitting pause, I hit record, which stopped the whole thing, and I didn't want to do the editing, so I'm redoing the whole show again.
What show is it?
It's Online Podcast.
Hello, everyone. I already said that.
So Bruce brought me chicken, crunchy chicken skin. I'm going to eat it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, my God.
Oh, good?
It's good.
You have one. I did.
Oh my goodness, you're going to hear me chew.
It's so crunchy. Yeah.
Seasoning is perfect.
Thank you. Enjoy.
I'll come see you.
Okay, I'm going to go have a bowl of cereal.
Oh,
hooray!
I want that too.
Well, you have your chicken skin.
Love you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
It was Bruce saying hi. Oh, chicken skin. I know it's probably not very healthy. Oh my Lord, it's good. Mmm. So we made chicken soup. in order not to make the soup too oily, what we'll do is we skin the chicken. We use chicken thigh because I'm Chinese. I like to eat chicken thighs, not breasts. And I'm also gay. Oh, I'm so sorry, but this is good. I'm going to have to finish that later. So we made chicken soup, and we wanted to avoid having too oily a soup. So we skinned the chicken from the chicken thighs, and then we season the chicken skin, wash and season the skin, and then put it on a rack and bake it in the oven until it is absolutely crunchy. I'm so sorry. So that was chicken skin. A little music covering up my chewing. So, oh, see? You can never know. You never know when you're going to have some interesting topic springing up, even though it's autumn. I think yesterday was the official, September 22nd was the first day of autumn. Is that what it is? Fall? So happy autumn, happy fall, and also happy Mooncake Festival, which happened probably last week. It probably still is Chinese 8th month, which is, oh Jesus, I just picked up a piece of skin. I apologize. Oh, I should make this for Wonder Wisdom. She probably likes it. So going back to the mixer, I haven't forgotten. So I use a software, multi-track recording software to do this. And I thought of the idea, so I thought I'll try it out and thought, might as well record a show. Who knows? I'm doing the same show for the second time. So, after I've wasted all your time on chicken skin, I am going right into the topic. And the topic was that over the last few months that I've been podcasting, excuse me, chicken skin talks back, you know. Over the last few months, I have been getting lots of emails. So it's kind of hard for me to remember all your names, and I hope you don't mind. Because I read your email, I can't remember the name, all of them. But yesterday and last night, I received a couple of emails. One from Amit. Hello, Amit, from UK, from the UK, London, UK. And it's, very nice email. He said, I just happened to bump into your email. Your podcast in iTunes and started listening to your show, and he listened to it on the tube. And I thought, oh, how sweet, how nice, how cute. So he said that I've inspired him. Oh, that's so sweet. Inspired him to start his own podcast. So I will play a little clip for you from his show, his first podcast that he was a little shy.
Yes, for all my coworkers that are listening right now, Eddie, Lorraine,
ooh, sorry,
and Ape have asked me to make my podcast, and I finally got around to doing it. I know I'm a bit lazy, but yes, I finally...
A little cute British boy.
...got around to doing it.
Indian British boy.
Let me just tell you a bit about my...
And he's cute too, by the way. I've seen his picture.
Myself, if you already don't know me, my name's Amit. I live in London, United Kingdom. I work for a company called IES Limited, which is Interactive Educational Systems. And there I work as a web designer / Flash developer.
Okay, so that was a tiny bit while I have my skin, chicken skin, a snippet of his podcast called Amit's Podcast, and I will put a link to his website. We were troubleshooting why his podcast was not showing up on iTunes music, those iTunes podcast listing. And sometimes if you have a little bit of a code error, it won't show up. And we discovered that he hasn't did not properly put in the enclosure tag. So we've gotten that straightened out yesterday afternoon, and hopefully it would come up soon. And perhaps you will be able to download his show as well. And I have already subscribed to his show manually. Subscribed to the show, and I definitely would enjoy listening to him as much as he enjoys listening to me in the tube while going to work. That's really nice. So that was Amit, and then yesterday evening I came back and I got a fairly lengthy email, but very, very nicely written. A nice story from... Excuse me! I'm so ruining it. Ruining a nice story from Gordon. Oh shit, did I say his last name? Fuck. Oops, I'm so... Oh. No. Okay, maybe I won't. I'll just say... Oh, fuck. I was supposed to just say his last name, but never mind. I won't say his first name. How about... We'll just call him Mr. G. Gordon. Mr. G. I'm so sorry. I fucked up. I'm not gonna stop and record. This is my second show, so I'm so sorry. We're not gonna call his first name. We'll just call him Mr. G, right? He wrote me a very nice email because I don't know whether he has a very nice, nice story to tell. And I just thought that it would be nice to have him on my show and have him talk to you guys. Now, the reason is because I know it's gonna be good because I like the story and he has a connection to me. We have a common thing that we share, which is Malaysia. And several other things. And it would be nice to have him come up and, you know, tell you the story. Just like how I interviewed Phil about his immigration situation, and the fact that he might have to leave the country and don't get to stay and actually be parted from his partner of several years. So that was that, and I thought it'd be nice to have him up on my show, and we'll see what he says. So if Mr. G, if you're listening to, you emailed me, you know who you are, Mr. Gordon. Oh, shit, I just said your last name, I'm so sorry. Mr. G, if you think you will be able to, and we can keep this anonymous, you know, we can just call you Mr. G, and have you tell us your story, because I think it's very sweet, and, it's sweet and it's touching and it's life, you know. It's not always the beautiful fairy tale ending, happily ever after kind of ending. But I think it's a nice story to be told. So if you're interested and if you do not mind, I would like to have you on my show. And so that was Mr. G. So damn, just screwed this up. So I would really like to listen to your story directly from you. I don't think I can do it justice if I just tell it, you know, but I don't want to do it right now because I don't have his permission yet to do so. So, you know, I'm not forcing you. I'm just merely saying, you know, if you're comfortable with it, we'll do it together. If not, we'll just forget about it. It's okay. Nothing, no pressure at all. And I'm going to burp. And then another thing is I have this other podcast, if you guys don't know yet. I have a second podcast called PenangHokkien.com, and it's spelled PenangHokkien.com. Penang is an island in Malaysia, northern part of Malaysia. And Hokkien is a Chinese dialect that is very commonly spoken in Penang. And we grew up with Hokkien, even though I'm not personally not Hokkien, meaning my family do not speak, my grandparents, where they come from in China, in that particular village, they do not speak Hokkien. They actually speak Hakka. And I'm actually considered a Hakka, but I do not speak Hakka because Hokkien is so commonly used everywhere that we actually use Hokkien at home. And so that is really my mother tongue. That is the first language that I hear as a child. So even, you know, next to Mandarin or English or Malay. So that was my mother tongue, and I really feel deeply about that particular dialect, and I just think that it is so commonly used but very, very under-recognized. There's no programming about Penang Hokkien or in Penang Hokkien at all, not that I know of. So I started the podcast thinking that if I do that, I might actually pierce through the podcasting phenomenon into Malaysia, into Penang specifically, and maybe motivate some people from Penang to actually do their own podcast, and then I get to listen to it because I miss the sound, I miss the stories, I missed all the flavor of Malaysia. So hopefully that would do it. But I've also enjoyed doing the show so much because I found a couple of friends whom I can speak to candidly and just record the conversation, and lots of people are enjoying that. So if you haven't listened to Penang Hokkien, and if you understand Hokkien, or you just want to try and see how the dialect sound is, a Chinese dialect, go over to penanghokkien.com and check out one of the shows. In fact, if you want to subscribe to it on iTunes, you can also do a search for Malaysia, and you will find a Penang Hokkien. It's the author, the artist's name would be John Ong and Friends. When you subscribe, if you look under Penang, it's a little bit more confusing because there are two feeds. One feed is bad, and if you subscribe to one of the feeds and it says, oh, this feed does not exist, means that's a bad feed. So go back to iTunes and resubscribe to the other one. Or simply go to my website and click on the subscribe button via iTunes button. It will bring you straight to that right feed. And then just click on subscribe. Okay, and I diverse very much so. Oh shit, it's what? 17 minutes. And, So, oh yeah, and because of that, I have actually, several, but one actually set that out, specifically like that. If we actually do a call-in show that they can call in, because they obviously enjoy the show so much that they want to call in and participate in the recording. And I will be doing that for that show, but I thought I can apply that same idea to my online podcast as well. Now, I use lots of different telephony software on my computer, but the one that I recently discovered that has a very good sound quality as well as huge number of conference call, you can either calling in from your software, which is gizmoproject.com, and join the conference that way. It's not the easiest, but if you're in the United States, or if you can call the US number, I do have a number that I can give you, and then you punch in the code, and then you will get straight into that conference room or conference call, and we can connect up to 10 people, and it would be fun to do that show, wouldn't you think? So if you think that that is a good idea, and if you want to take part in it, please email me. Email me to online@gmail.com, and maybe in the subject, say, put in phone in, and I'll see how many people are interested in doing that. And maybe we can set up a future date and have you call in and do a show together. Because it's all about connection. Really, my show is not really a show. My show is just me talking about my life. And if you find this show interesting, you definitely have something that connect with me, be it being gay or be it being Malaysian or living in the United States or all the above, like Troy from Florida. Let's see, like Amit, you know, from, you know, the connection from Malaysia, and also Mr. G. So, and obviously there are a few more that I have exchanged emails with that I cannot just think of the name right off the top of my head. So is that all? Is that all that I want to talk to you? I'm staring at the chicken skin, and I promise I won't crunch. I won't eat it yet. So that was a little bit about my plan for the future of the show, maybe doing a little phone-in show. Wouldn't it be fun? So let me know if you like to see that happening. Send an email to my Gmail account, online@gmail.com. All right, let's see. What else do I want to say? Okay, and this Saturday, ouch, that was my elbow popping. This Saturday, I'll be performing at the Plaza Art Fair, and I've probably told you about this several times before. But if you're from Kansas City, I don't think anybody listened to me in the Kansas City area unless you know me. So if you're from Kansas City and whether or not you know me, I will be performing at the Plaza Art Fair at this tiny little stage called the Classic Stage. And I think it's like right by Starbucks at the Plaza. So if you're here in Kansas City, come down and see me and come up and say hi to me. I'll be performing from 1:30 to 3 o'clock. It will be some solo stuff and some duets with another singer, and she'll be doing some solo stuff herself also. So if you get an opportunity to go to the Plaza and listen to me sing, please come and say hi to me, especially if you're listening to the show and have not met me yet. I will actually tell you, if you have a podcast and you live in the Kansas City area, please shoot me an email. There's a monthly meetup by Kansas City podcasters that I attend. I have attended a couple of times, and it's very nice. And if you listen to Podcast 411, that's the guy. Rob would be the one organizing it. So email me and I'll tell you more about it. So I think that's probably it. I couldn't think of anything else that I wanted to tell you, or I kind of forgot. I bet you there's something else that I mentioned in that show that I trashed, but I don't remember it now. So I'm gonna have a piece of skin. No, actually, I should find the outro and end the show. So I want to say thank you very much to all of you who've downloaded. A little glitch there. I want to say thank you to everyone who downloaded this show, especially those who subscribe to this show using iTunes or iPod or X or Audio or anything else, any podcatcher. So thank you so much for downloading the show. And why isn't there any sound yet? Oh yeah, there's softly in the background. So anyway, thank you. And if you have anything that you want to tell me or respond to the show, you can always go to my website online at onlinepodcast.com and then go to the comment area and send me a comment, or just simply call me at 206-888-JOHN or send me an email at online@gmail.com. and I still have a lot more of music to go, since I'm doing this live and I'm not very good at it. I'm just going to let the music play out while I have chicken skin. So the music is fading up slowly. Goodness, this is good. It's baked. So most of the fat's out. Hi, Archer. From archerradio.com. I'm just killing time. Hi, Mr. Poos. Nani. Oh, you know what? Oh shit, I just thought of something. I'll be doing a special show on my 100th show. I'm planning on it. I don't know when I'm gonna get to it, but I'll just the music come. But I'll try to do something cool, okay? Take care, everybody. Don't forget to smile. Ta-ta.